Viraji, as Prem Rawat is widely known, speaks to people around the world about the possibility of finding inner peace and contentment. He started addressing audiences when he was only 3 years old. Speaking at the United Nations Conference Center in Bangkok, Thailand, he recently said, "The peace that we are looking for is already in the heart. It needs to be felt, and I can help you get in touch with it."
Happy New Year, everyone. And it can be truly a wonderful New Year for all of us, for each person. And what I want to talk about is just that, the possibility of being fulfilled. That's our endeavor. That's why we are here. Not just in this hall, but on this planet Earth. So how can we make it a good year? How can we make this meaningful to have come in this world, to have this body, to have this time, to have this opportunity, to be alive? How can we make that meaningful? And that's important, because people go off on all sorts of tangents, left and right. Ideas, this will happen again, that will happen again. But look at the reality. Look at the reality. If it happens again, great. Don't talk to me about it, though. If it happens again, great. And if it doesn't, you're safe. You're safe. You would have extracted what this life has to offer, what this moment has to offer, because it is important, because it is necessary. And if anybody out there in the audience is going, "Well, I don't know. I don't know if that is necessary. I don't know if I can do it." If you have doubts, then you need to get in touch with your own thirst. Don't take my word for it. Don't let me create the priority. Let the priority come from you, because it's there. The thirst is there. If you don't know that there is something incredible within inside of you, then you're missing out on something. Then you're living, you're breathing, but you don't know what it is that you are breathing. You are living, but you don't know what it is that you are living. You are seeing, but you don't know what it is that you are seeing. You are listening, but you don't know what it is that you're listening to. And the net result? All that you desire, all that you want, you have. And you could never get to it. Never get to it, because you didn't acknowledge what you had. You didn't trust in the most fundamental thing called the thirst. What is the most fundamental thirst that you have? What do you crave the most? If you crave chocolate, why? Not because you like the look of a bunch of zits on your face. Or the extra handles. Because in that moment, it makes you feel good. The taste feels good. And if you want to be wealthy, why? So you can fulfill your dreams and your aspirations. And why do you want to fulfill them? Because that makes you feel good. So go around in a circle. All that you want, all that you need, all you think you need, all you think you want, and you will come to one conclusion. I want to feel good. Good. I want to feel content. I want to feel satisfied. I want to feel fulfilled. And every moment, my friends, is bringing you that. That's what it is. Every moment is bringing you an opportunity to be fulfilled. You're the machine. You can feel that fulfillment. You can feel it. You don't have to imagine it. You don't have to think it. You can feel it. And what a machine. Here it comes, this moment, and it is full of that most beautiful fulfillment. Your effort, or should I call it your privilege? Sounds better, huh? Your privilege. Your privilege to grab that moment and say, let me extract out of it, let me squeeze out of it all that I can. Journeys does not begin in ambiguity, it begins in clarity, and it begins with the acknowledgement of that the most beautiful, the most incredible resides within you. You think that's easy? No. It is easier to think that the most beautiful resides next door. No one home here. Everything is next door. Think of the implications for a human mind. I've got the ball in my hand, and I've been aimlessly running around. Seen a relay race? They're ready. They're waiting, waiting, waiting. And the guy brings that baton and hands it, and poof, not like, hi. What is this? What do I do with this? So focused, to do as well as I can. The implications that the ultimate resides within me. Fascinating. Ultimate resides within me. I've been walking around aimlessly all this time. Whee, this is not good. So, if the ultimate lives next door, that's very nice. Because it still gives me the license to wander aimlessly. Because it's next door. But when there is a recognition of that is within you, something changes. Don't bring into it guilt. Don't bring into it how it should be and how it shouldn't be. No, just acknowledge and understand and accept that there is something wonderful within you. That's all. This is not a guilt trip. It's not what it's about. Road to fulfillment is free from guilt. Good news, huh? Road to fulfillment is free from doubt. Bad news. But if you realize that half of your doubts are coming from your guilt, it's semi-good news. Because the doubt comes from but, and but comes from somebody, some things that somebody said once. You do that might happen, and you're going, but if I do that might happen. Well, no, it's free of doubt and it's free of guilt. Becomes step number one. Two, you are more important than the sum of all your success and failure. Chew that. What does that mean? Hoi, you know, this is deep stuff. No, this is simple stuff. House, 5 rooms, green, yellow, purple, pink, red. Maybe I said too many colors. But something like that. You go into one room, what color do you become? You become the same color as the room. Because that's what you've been doing. I'm a father. Now, I'm a father. And then, now, I'm a brother. Now, I'm an uncle. Now, I'm an employee. Now, I'm an employer. Now, I'm a doctor. Now I'm a lawyer. Chameleon, you know how to change colors. You know how to blend in. Blend in. You not only know how to blend in, you also forget yourself. And all these chameleon changing aspects of things, you forget that little kid, that little being, that little person who has the ability to look out and see simplicity, see beauty, and be mesmerized. Which one? Which one? Are you many or are you one? You have to make a distinction here. Are you many or are you one? Because if you find yourself to be many, well, you should be one. Now, how do you accept the importance that you are more important than the success? This is, a lot of people have a problem with that. I'm more important than my success? Yes. Because you can always be more successful. And because you can be more successful than any given time, whatever you have achieved, so far you are you, you can do better. And if that is true, then yes, you are better than the sum of your success. And this one is, of course, very nice. You're also better, more important than the sum of your failures. Whew, that's great. No, but it has to be both. Success and failure. Not just one. Sorry. Both. Everything that happens around you. Everything that happens around you. You're better than that. Everything that happens around you. Everything. All the things. You're better than that. You're more important than that. More important than all the good and the bad and the changing wheels and the pots that are broken and the pots that will be made and the things that will happen and the things that won't happen and the histories will change, the wars will be fought, peace will be made. All that will happen, the sum of all of that is less than the existence of each human. Look at yourself in the mirror. Do you? You probably will say yes, but you don't. Because it's not the reflection that you should be looking at. Of course, you need to if you're going to shave. It's a good idea. And I guess for ladies, put on the lipstick or whatever it is. That's a good idea. But how do you look at that reflection? What does that reflection mean? There's something more than that reflection is saying, it's attesting to existence. Your existence. Not in the eyes, but deep, deep, deep. Even deeper than the eyes. Something is looking out. And you won't see that in the mirror. That being that is looking through, notice, you will see yourself age. Of course you will. Because you do. But if somebody looks out through those eyes and looks at that reflection, and it's never aged. Not a day, not a second, not a moment. Looks through, looks at that reflection, and has been looking at that reflection again and again and again and again and again. And it's the same curiosity. And if it only had two hands, it would come out and touch it. You. I'm in you. Waiting to feel that freedom. Free me. Waiting to feel that joy. Fill me. Please. You can do it. You're the vessel. You're the means. You're the hope. You are the hope. This breath, as it is twining through you, as it's plucking you, saying, play, sing. Make that note. Plucking, 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 plucking. And so far, maybe it's been just nothing. Or a twang out of tune, an instrument that is uncertain, a flute that that just won't play. Maybe just hisses, but won't play. And this breath is coming again and again and again. And the possibility of life. And one day, when that fear is gone, one day, when clarity has set in, one day, when that recognition really means something, that ultimate resides within me, and I am more important than all that happens, then this flute will sing out. And how marvelous that day would be! How beautiful that day would be! And if I understand the beauty of that day, then yes, I can use the word privilege instead of effort. It is my privilege to be a flute in this incredible orchestra of existence. This orchestra is here, and I am an instrument that needs to play. The player is playing me. I don't have to worry about what I'm going to sound like. All I have to do is take that wind and make it resonate. From just being a wind, I can make it an experience of a lifetime. Instead of being just a moment, I can turn it into infinity. And you see, if I can accept the incredible is within me, and I'm more important than the success and the failure, then I'm ready for the next stage. Do I want to be fulfilled? The quest to be fulfilled is the most noble one. And those who have the courage, not because they're diehards, but because they have understood their privilege, then those will take this journey. And those who have decided to take the journey, I'll be right there, as much as I can be. As I have been, I will be, to provide you with everything necessary to make this journey as enjoyable as possible.